The handful of protesters came with signs calling for the ouster of Tom Thrower. But with only 6 people supporting the cause, the event was a quiet one. Still, the meeting flared with calls for the superintendent to step down. Board member Robert Fenceroy appealed 3 times for a vote to remove Thrower. Fenceroy ultimately introduced a motion to remove the superintendent, but couldn't get another board member to second it. State Director for the National Action Network, Clifton Lamel, says that although Thrower's contract expires in June, the superintendent needs to resign now.
We feel that there should be more African Americans hired in a predominantly black school district. And this hasn't happened. And so therefore, tonight, what we're looking for, that the superintendent would adhere to the wishes of the community in which we represent, to step down for the betterment of education in Morehouse Parish.
The superintendent did not acknowledge the protesters. Thrower also refused to speak to KEDM. Protester Shonda Lawley has 3 children in Morehouse Parish schools. She says she's been frustrated in her attempts to communicate with the superintendent.
I tried to go volunteer my time in the classroom and assist the teacher and also see what kind of environment my child is in each day. And I was not allowed to go into the classroom at all. And I went to the superintendent's office. His secretary said he was not in. And I asked her to have him to please call. And I haven't heard from him since that day. And it's been about a month.
The National Action Network says its next steps may include mobilizing membership from its branches across the country. For KEDM, I'm John Hughes.